May Allah make this year more auspicious for us. New year, new life. New year, new life. May Allah make this year more auspicious for us. New year, new life. New year, new life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal we welcome you back in our program New Year, New Life. A very unique topic today, inshallah, we're going to be discussing. Everyone, we all belong to a family. You know, we all have a family life as well. But can you imagine, you know, being part of a family that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. You know, being part of a family, this family is so blessed and so lucky that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions inside the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in para number 22, verse number 33, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجِسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا Allah wills only to remove every impurity from you, O people of the house of the Holy Prophet, and make you absolutely pure by cleansing you. SubhanAllah. We are talking about the Ahle Bayt, the honor, the respect and the maqam of the Ahle Bayt. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Who are the Ahle Bayt? InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we are going to be discussing this. Now this family is such a sacred family that Alhamdulillah, this family, it goes back to the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. You see the Sadat-e-Kiram today, those who are Sayyids, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, they are from the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa'alihi Wasallam. So today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be talking about the Ahle Bayt, the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. I've just mentioned a few things I want you to start off as well, inshaAllah.
The family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one can get a true kind of view of their amazing status from this. If somebody travels to Madinatul Munawwara now, and I'm not talking about Masjid Nabawi Sharif, I'm not talking about the area surrounding it. I mean, the scholars say that a lot of the Medina Park at the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now within the bounds of Masjid Nabawi Sharif as well. But beyond that, say you're on, as Allah has put it, Sarai Medina. You're on the outskirts of Medina. Yeah. And if somebody brings back some dust from the outskirts of Medina,
Subhanallah,
and says to a person, look, this is the dust from the outskirts of Medina. What do? We would kiss, honor, and revere it, and we'd put it, and we'd be thinking we were blessed. Now, this is 1460 years later, and this is, you know, maybe that piece of land had the honor of the footsteps of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but maybe it didn't.
SubhanAllah.
But because it has a nisbat, it has an association with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the city of the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, therefore, it is the crown, it is the diamond of our head.
SubhanAllah.
So if the dust of Medina now has that great status in the hearts of the mu'mineen, the believers, can you imagine what status somebody who is from the progeny of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so If it was somebody who was from the Masjid Park of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now, 1460 years later, some might think, well, that's a long way. But Allah Hazrat ne kamal kar diya, teri Masjid Park mein
bacha
noor.
SubhanAllah.
Tu hai aine noor tera sab gharana.
You know, everyone, Harun bhai, you know, whichever family we belong to, you know, we all pride our family, our traditions. You know, but SubhanAllah, when you ask someone, you know, which family you belong to. And if they say, we belong to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just imagine the pride and honor for them people to be from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you mentioned Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the ishq, the love Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is evident from the poems of Ala Hazrat. But not only just up to poems, but Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu showed that in his own life as well. That subhanallah, so that, you know, the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam are worthy of this respect, that Allah ta'ala has even mentioned them in the glorious Quran as well. Now, some of the viewers that are watching may be thinking that, who are the Ahle Bayt? You know, which people, which Pak Hastiyan are involved or are part of this Ahle Bayt, that this, you know, Allah ta'ala has given them this crown of respect and honor. Who are these people? So, the Aqidah of the Ahle Sunnah regarding the Ahle Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and the ulama Ahle Sunnat, they mention that when we talk about the Ahle Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyiduna Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and also Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali and the ulama, the consensus of the Ahle Sunnat is the Aqidah, is that even the blessed wives, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, are also part of the Ahle Bayt as well. So all these great people, subhanallah, are part of the Ahle Bayt.
Hafizab, where I was now, 1460 years later,
subhanallah,
the progeny, the offspring, the children of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that spread over the world, and alhamdulillah, blessed everybody. Their status is amazing. And their status is a lot greater than the khak of the Sarai Medina I mentioned now. Now let's go back to the amazing hastis at the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those that were around. And as you rightly say, the Ahl Bayt of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the great Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala, the daughter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only loved Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha in an amazing way, but also what that, you know, the status of Maysaba radiallahu ta'ala was so amazing. But, you know, there was something very beautiful I was listening to, that on the day of judgment, Hafizab, just to give you a glimpse of her amazing status, which is beyond our comprehension, on the day of judgment, when you've got all the Nabis of Allah, the Rasul, the Walis, and everybody else, and there will be a command, everybody lower your gaze.
Allahu Akbar.
Everybody lower your gaze.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And the reason for that is that the ride, the sawari of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala and her Khatun Jannat is going to pass. So everybody lower your gaze so that she can pass to Jannah.
So
is that not amazing? That gives you a glimpse of her amazing status. Then we're talking about Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door.
Subhanallah.
You know, and what can you say that, you know, there is a one riwayat which says that, you know, the mention of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala's name is worship. You know, this is how amazing this hasti is. And then you've got Hazrat Imam Hassan, Hazrat Imam Hussein, who did so much for the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the direct Ahle Bayt. And as you rightly point out, and this is a common kind of mistake that people make, is that it's not limited to these beautiful hastis, because the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen and the mothers of the believers are also part of the beautiful Ahle Bayt of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, I'm going to kind of approach it in a slightly different way, because, you know, in Islam, what Islam does is Islam gives honor and respect to those who deserve it. You've heard of this famous waqia that a person comes in and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, he is your leader, so you should stand up and do his istiqbal. Now, Allah and his Habib have given honor to those who they felt deserved it. Let me give you an example. What we do is we base our honor that we give to people, we base it upon maybe somebody's intellectual ability, maybe somebody's wealth, maybe somebody's position. But that's not what Islam does. Let me give you an example of that. Say there are two women. One is totally uneducated, doesn't know etiquette, doesn't know anything. And the other one is a doctorate, triple MA, whatever. Very, very qualified, very intellectual, knows everything there is to know in a certain field. Yes? Now, how would you respect both of them? You'd give them the respect they deserve. But now, let me ask you, if one of them, the one that wasn't educated, was your mother, what does Islam say then? Where does that take you? The honor and respect given to that hasti, that khatun, now has increased many fold. Why?
Subhanallah.
Because there is that relationship of love and affection there.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to the Ahl Bayt of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we love everything that has a nisbat, has a connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You know, you see that in the world as well, don't you? People who like to follow someone, they'll try to, you know, imitate them, their style, the clothing, the way they talk, the way they walk. But subhanAllah, talking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, you know, they are showing their love for that person. Now, subhanAllah, you're mentioning
A person comes up to... the Sahaba Ikram get together, the beautiful companions, and they were all amazing. You know, we are very fortunate that, you know, at the same, we don't love one party or not the other. What we love is in, you know, the Ahl Bayt and the Sahaba Ikram. So we have the love of both in our heart. Now, Sahaba Ikram get together, and they think that, look, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever comes in to Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, distributes it to the poor, the Sahaba Sufa, there's preparation for battles, there's everything else. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam keeps very little behind. And there are Azwaj Mutahharat, there's the Ahl Bayt. And so we need to have something for them, some provision for them. Because, bazaahir, you know, do jahan ki naimatein hain, unke khali haath mein. But bazaahir, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have the money. And so the Sahaba Ikram get together and they make a little a kitty, a pot. And they think, that right, this is just for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to run the household expenses. But then once they decide, they think, right, who's going to go and tell this to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because obviously, they're all scared. So, Hazrat, they appoint Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala comes and he very beautifully, very eloquent, very beautiful words kind of tries to say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people of your house might need something, etc. And you spend all your money on the Sahaba Sufa, you spend everything on there. And so we've made this little pot for you. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hasn't said anything yet. And Hazrat Jibreel Amin comes with an ayat of the glorious Quran. And I'm going to read to you the translation. It's Surah Shura 42, ayat number 23. This is what Allah gives the glad tidings of to His bondsmen who accept faith and do good deeds. Say, O beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not ask any fee from you upon this, except the love between close ones. And whoever performs a good deed, we further increase the goodness in it for him. Indeed, Allah is oft forgiving, most appreciative. This is the love of those who are close to Nabi Kareem. So you know when somebody does you a favor, they ask for something in return, or you want to do something in return. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the treasure of Iman, showed us the light in the darkness that we were in, and everything else. And then Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Rabb, because Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't directly say this. Obviously there are hadith of Barakah in relation to it, but Allah azza wa jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is saying that Mahbub, say to them that if you really love me and want to, you know, do something, then love my Ahl Bayt.
You know, there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it mentions that, O people, I leave you two things behind, the Quran and my Ahl Bayt. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in another hadith, he says that he reminded the people, and he repeated this three times. He says that, I remind you in the name of Allah about my Ahl Bayt. I remind you in the name of Allah of my Ahl Bayt. So he repeats that three times. Now here, you know, it's very important that we need to understand why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated this about the Ahl Bayt. Because, you know, the loving the Ahl Bayt is loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, I remember, you don't You don't see this in the world, that someone, he doesn't like the father, but he likes the children, or vice versa. It doesn't happen. If you say that, yeah, I like you, but I don't like your brother. You know, so people don't do that naturally. Why? Because people will say, right, if you don't like my brother, then why do you like me? If you don't like me, you don't like him. So in the same way, if we say that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and yet we say that, ma'azallah, you know, the Ahl-e Bayt, yeah, they're all right, but, you know, the Prophet, it doesn't work like that.
Let me give you an example of that. There was a great sheikh, and he sat in a garden with his students. And there were some children playing at a short distance away. And the ball comes into the garden. And a young child runs in to pick up the ball. And the great sheikh, he's got all his paperwork there and everything else he's teaching. And he stops teaching, he stands up. The child picks up the ball, goes back, starts teaching again. Students are there, thinking, why did the sheikh get up? After a bit, the ball comes back in, so the child comes running in again. So he stands up again. And this repeats 6 or 7 times, till eventually one of the students says, Hazrat, why is it? These children are playing. The ball's going to come in many times a day. Why do you keep standing up every time the ball comes in? And you know what the teacher replied? The great sheikh, he said, this is the grandson of my teacher. My ustad, this is his grandson. So out of respect for my ustad, my teacher, I stand up every time the grandson comes in. Now, if this is what our sheikh, our ulama have taught us, that even if your teacher's grandson comes in, you should stand up, then the Aal of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, when a Sayyid comes in, we should give them the maximum request. You know, the respect that they deserve, we can never give. We give them all the honor and respect, they still deserve more. You know, love of the Aal, the Sayyids, is your iman. You know, it's the completeness of your iman. It's a means of entering Jannah. And it's a means of staying away from the fire of hell. Now, the prerequisite of really having true faith is love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then love of the Aal of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the two don't together. You get foolish people these days, Abbasab, who say, we love Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I don't love the Sahaba Ikram. Or I love Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I don't love the Ahl-e Bayt. Or I love Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I don't love the Sayyids now. These are all foolish people. What our relationship with, you know, everything is through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
There's a very beautiful waqi about Abu Zurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And this just shows you the love that we should have for these people. And sometimes, you know, people will ask a question, you know, but what do we know? How do we know that they are Sayyids? And obviously, you know, you don't expect everyone to carry their birth certificate with them, do you? That if you ask someone, they put their birth certificate out and this is me. Now, this Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was very famous, and this person came to him, and he was a very poor person from a poor background. And he comes in and he says salam, and he sits down, and he's really hungry, and you can see that this person's really very, very poor. And the Buzurg, he asks him that, you know, who are you? Looks like you're a traveler. And he says that, yes, I am a traveler and I'm a Sayyid as well, because he knew that this Buzurg respects and loves and honors the Sayyids. So he says, I'm a traveler and I'm a Sayyid as well. I'm really hungry. I need something to eat. So the Buzurg, rahmatullah alayhi, is so honored with that as a Sayyid has come to my house. So he goes and he prepares the food and he gives him and he feeds him. And then he stands up and asks, the Sayyid is about to walk away. The Buzurg, rahmatullah alayhi, he goes up to him and he goes, my son, I know, Allah knows, and you know if you are a Sayyid or not. And he goes, because you said that you are a Sayyid, I respected you. But in reality, I know, you know, and Allah knows if you are a real. So he wasn't a real Sayyid. But because he said that he's a Sayyid, he didn't sit there and say, Aji, kado han sahab kitab, you know, are you really a Sayyid? Prove it to me that you're a Sayyid. This is sometimes what we see today as well. You know, we start to ask.
It's foolish because, look, if I said to you, Hafsab, that this is Hakim Medina, yeah, and say, just for argument's sake, it wasn't, yeah, but you, because of the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yeah, because of the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you honored and respected it, would you not get reward? Of course you would. What it boils down to is this. You know, there's that famous waqia of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. Because when Islam came, there was a lot of idol worship. Idols were often made out of stone. So there was always that. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala walks up to Hajri Aswad. And what he says, you're just a stone. But I'm kissing you and I'm taking, you know, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam kissed you.
Subhanallah.
It was the nismat that Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala was teaching us. Now, if somebody says that I'm a Sayyid, who are you to investigate? What you have to do is give them the respects and honor they deserve. It's between them and Allah Azza wa Jal whether they are telling the truth or not. If you start to get into this, let's for example turn it around. Say somebody comes to you and says, I'm a Sayyid. And you give them the honor and respect that a Sayyid deserves. And you treat him well. You will gain the reward for that, yes? No doubt. Your intentions were good. You get the reward. Say he's not a true Sayyid. Doesn't change your reward, does it?
No.
You get the reward. Now, look at the flip side. Say, for example, somebody comes and you think, well, I don't know if he's a Sayyid. So you ignore him. You don't give him the time of day. You maybe, you know, may Allah's protectors disrespect him. Thinking, oh, he may not be a Sayyid. What if he is?
Yes, sir.
How are you going to face Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu, somebody from your progeny, your alulad came, and I meshak me par gaya. No, you give them like that khaki Medina. Somebody tells you khaki Medina sirkat aaj. Somebody tells you that a Sayyid sirkat aaj. That's the end of story. Are you doing it for the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And so that's all.
Harumbay, have you heard of the waqia of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? How Junaid Baghdadi, he became the wali of his time. You know, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was a wrestler. And there was no one compared to Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Again, this is love. If you love the Ahl-e Bayt, look at the reward that they have. Now, 1 year what happened was, the date was fixed and the venue was fixed, and Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you know, he came into the Mela, and every year they would have a wrestling. And Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, undefeated for so many years. Now, at that year, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi is there, and they've got someone who's going to compete with him, and they've got a competitor. Now, this competitor, a very young person, very skinny, you know, and he wants to compete with Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. And people are surprised that how can this guy beat Junaid Baghdadi, who's the champion? No one's ever defeated him. And look at this person, is nowhere compared to the size of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So before the fight begins, this young boy, he goes up to Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, and he says that, oh Junaid, I know that you can win me. I know you are powerful, but Junaid, I am from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am a Sayyid. My family have not eaten for days. If you can lose this fight today, and the reward money I can have, I can take and give food to my children. Please, if you can lose this fight today. Now just imagine, if you're a world champion and then you've got someone there, you know, you love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's either your career that's at risk or you have the love of the Ahl-e Bayt. So Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he's thinking, what do I do? What do I do? And the fight starts. And then what happens is, this young boy, he throws Junaid Baghdadi on the ground and he sits on top of him. Now it happens three times until, as they say, the bell is gone, and this young man has become the new winner. And Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, he puts his head down and he walks away. And there are people, you know, amazed and shocked. How can this happen? Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, that same night when he goes to sleep, he sees the dream and he sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, oh Junaid, you lost this fight because you had that love for my son, you know, for my Ahl-e Bayt. You did all of this, you were humiliated, but you did that because of my children. Oh Junaid, I promise you, I will give you such a maqam that, you know, you have never dreamt of. And the ulama ikram, they say that Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, he became one of the greatest wali, or you can say the leader of the awliya of his time.
SubhanAllah.
Now, what was that? It was because of respecting and loving the Ahl-e Bayt. On the other hand, there's another very famous waqia, if you want to mention that.
No, I was just going to say that it's a very important thing, because Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi was a great wali of Allah
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah.
There are so many beautiful parables. If you get a chance, the viewers of Madni channel should kind of read and listen to them. But the important thing is that at that time, when you've got all that, he didn't say, can I have your certificate, please?
Yeah.
He did it for the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, no doubt that the person who was there was a Sayyid, but maybe they weren't. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But what he did was he did it in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so because of that, he was rewarded so greatly. When you see them, because the Sayyids in your heart have respect for them, adab ke saath, you know, when you, with respect and honor, when you meet them, greet them, when you speak to them, when you say their name or when you call them, you know, put the G on the end, Uncle G, and whatever. But with the intention that this hasti, this person is a Sayyid from the Isle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's why I'm adding this extra respect in relation to them, and watch the rewards of
it. You know, when you talk about the Ahle Bayt, now here, you know, we mentioned an incident where Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you know, a wrestler that was known around the world, you know, as a good wrestler. You know, we see that we are talking about him. Now, just imagine if he was just a wrestler, maybe, okay, people would have known Junaid Baghdadi as a wrestler, but no one would have known Junaid Baghdadi as the Wali of Allah.
Nobody would have known him as a wrestler because he was in that time, in that era there. But it was the respect of the Sayyids that has made his name eternal then.
You know, so again, this is a lesson for us that whenever, you know, if you've got any friends who are Sayyid, don't question them. You know, mashallah, azawajal, you know, the ulama ikram, they say that instead of questioning, there's a waqia about that a poor woman, she goes to a person and she says that I'm a sayyida and I've got my daughters and they're hungry. Please, can you give us something to eat? And then he asks, you know, where's your proof that you're a sayyida? You know, prove it to me and then I'll give you something. So she says, you know, I don't have any proof with me. You know, just believe me what I'm saying, that I am a sayyida. And then he asks her proof again and again, and you know, she's disheartened and she walks away and she goes to a house of a fire worshipper and she knocks on the door and the fire worshipper opens the door and she says that we are the family of the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're hungry, we need something to eat, please if you can help us. And the person, he says that, you know, Sayyida, come inside. So he gave him respect and honor and, you know, he gave him food. And he says to him, you can stay in my house as long as you want.